And we're going to talk sports now with NPR's Mike Pesca, who's in Florida for spring training. Mike, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have some breaking news this morning because the general manager of the Washington Nationals, Jim Bowden, says that he is resigning. Now, this comes a week after it was reported that he's part of a federal investigation into the skimming of signing bonuses given to prospects, baseball prospects, youngsters from Latin America, mostly the Dominican Republic. He apparently has met with FBI investigators, and he said this morning, "I've become a distraction." What can you tell us?
Well, Jim Bowden, and we should be clear, there is another famous Jim Bowden in baseball who wrote the memoir Ball 4.
This is that's Jim Bowden. This is Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N.
Correct.
Yeah.
This Jim Bowden was the former general manager of the Reds, and then he served with the Nationals. And he got caught up, as you say, with this burgeoning scandal. It seems to be a widespread practice that is newly being investigated by federal agents. In the Dominican Republic, it seems to be widespread, where players who are often very, very poor get signing bonuses, and the practice has been for the team representatives to skim off the top of these bonuses. So a player maybe will get $1 million, and a team representative will get $100,000. The Nationals got caught up in this, and they had to they released a Jose Rio, who directed their baseball operations in the Dominican Republic. They essentially moved their baseball operations out of Jose Rio's backyard. He owned the complex they used to run baseball out of. And now, as general manager of the Nationals, who was ultimately in charge of all of this, like Jim Bowden says, he's just a distraction, and especially now in spring training without a game being played, he thought the time was right to step down. There's so much media attention being put upon him, and we'll have to see what legal consequences arise out of this whole investigation.
Of course, as we mentioned, Mike, you're in Florida. More and more teams are leaving Florida, aren't they? The Dodgers have left Vero Beach, their famous training complex. They've now joined with the White Sox in a complex out in Arizona. Why are so many teams leaving Florida?
Well, and this year, the Reds, the Cincinnati Reds, it's their last year in Florida, and the Indians left just recently. In fact, once the Reds leave, there'll be 15 teams in Florida and 15 teams in Arizona. And the reason is that Arizona, the county, Maricopa County in Arizona, passed a tax, and they taxed rental cars and some other things, and this goes into the building of baseball facilities. And in Florida, the local counties and the local stadia are just left to their own devices, and a lot of teams see it as a sweeter deal to play in Arizona. Plus, there is the snowball effect. Once more teams come, there's more opportunity to have a game every day, which is what the teams like. Yeah. And the Grapefruit League is being squeezed by the Cactus League. There's a lot of concern. Like I said, next year it will be 15 teams in each state. It should be noted that the most popular teams, excepting your Cubs, Scott, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Cardinals, the Mets, they're still in Florida. Florida still holds psychological sway when you say spring training. I think most people still think of Florida. And things like the World Baseball Classic, which is the international competition, their team will be training in Clearwater. But yes, this state, especially in these bad economic times, are very concerned about losing their teams to Arizona.
Mike, we've got 15 seconds left. Who's looking good?
I want to just mention one guy, Chris Carpenter. He won the Cy Young in 2005, did well in the playoffs in 2006. The Cardinals pitcher has been out for 2 years. He made one appearance. It's just one appearance. He looked brilliant over two innings.
Okay, and here's Mike Pesca on duty for us at spring training in Tampa, Florida. Thanks very much for being with us, Mike.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.